Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me right now for his three stocks in 3 minutes that are moving on news today is Zach Meir. You're on, Zach.
I'm all right. I'm sounding better than you, dude. You've got the hay fever, summer illnesses. What's going on?
Yeah, I had a sneezing fit just a couple of minutes ago. I couldn't stop sneezing. I think I broke the world record for the amount of sneezes in a minute.
Maybe you're allergic to speaking to me.
That's probably it. I'm getting closer to you tonight, Lou. We're meeting up tonight for momentous events. And the closer I get to you, you know, the more I'm feeling the allergy.
I would get the hay fever treatment out, actually, or the antihistamines. That's what I would choose.
Anyway, listen, we've got 3 minutes here. We're wasting a waffle. Let's get into it.
That's my bedside manner.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go with first Westminster Group. News out today is they've announced the issue of 1.6 million shares and conversion of the final loan from Darwin. So the rising of it. WSG it is. Dicker, what do you think?
Well, I think it looks very good, actually. It's interesting that more shares issued, but the share price has gone up. So that's good news. Bull flag are either side of the 200-day moving average, around 15 pence, broken through that. And I'm looking for a big target here at April, top of an April price channel at 30p. So I've been following this from the gap to the upside in May, which, if you remember, I called the rocket launcher type move. So there's still that gap there. So it's actually worked, hasn't it? It was around 780 there.
Yes, nice.
So there we are. So beautiful.
Target price?
30p.
Wow. Okay, next one is Anglo-Asian Mining. They've done a Q2 and H1 update, production update, increased production and reduced debt, really. So it's looking quite good there. 19 pence at the moment. What are you saying? AAZ.
AAZ, we had that gap up last month, actually, which remains unfilled. So a lot of momentum behind the stock. I would say the minimum here up to 23p, which is the top of a rising trend channel from the end of January, and probably much more. I don't want to sort of get people too excited at this time in the morning, but towards 35-40p could be the target by the end of the year. But initially, at least 23p for a while above 16.
Okay, and someone who we're meeting tonight, Barclay Energia, BKY, update on the Uranium Salamanca project in Spain. It's expected to generate an average annual net profit after tax of $116 million.
Wow, that nice. Sounds very healthy indeed. Maybe they can give some of that money to Hinkley Point. They seem to be needing some money in the same sector. But the rising trend channel there from this time last year is heading for 50p. If you draw a line through all the highs from July last year, November last year, etc. And that's the target while we remain above 35 pence, which was basically May-June resistance zone. So a bit of a dust settling over the next few days and weeks, but then after that, up to 50p.
Is that a technical term, dust settling?
Yes, very, very technical.
Okay. See you tonight, Zach.
Cheers.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.